What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Amanda is with me from Consumer Protection. The last topic we'll tackle today, Amanda, Mother's Day gift shopping. A lot of people probably sitting there thinking, yep, I've got to go and do that today.
Yes, and there'll be all the people out there at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon racing around looking for something, probably my family.
Yeah. So, well, tell us about gift cards, I guess, first of all.
Gift cards, they're pretty popular for those mums who say they don't need anything, and I think a lot of us have mums who are a bit like that.
Yeah.
So consumers can take comfort from the fact that most gift cards must have a minimum 3-year expiry period, with the end date clearly displayed on the card. So that gives mum enough time to go and find something that she really likes.
Should we check that? Or are we just assuming that that's going to appear?
I would check that if I were you, but it is something that should appear.
Okay. And what about the was now pricing? Tell us about that.
Now, some traders use a marketing technique called was now pricing. I'm assuming most of your listeners are probably pretty savvy and would sort of take that with a bit of a grain of salt. Now, that states that an item's price has been reduced. This type of marketing can still make people rush a purchase because they think it's a bargain.
Of course.
Now, it's a legitimate way for traders to advertise. However, it is a breach of the Australian consumer law if the trader quotes a was price that they've never offered the product for sale out. So you actually have to have offered it at that higher price.
Okay.
Or if it's only been offered for sale at the higher price for a very short period of time.
Right.
So, and with any sort of purchase, especially if it's a big purchase, shop around. Yeah. That's where the online world actually is very handy, so you can have a bit of a look around and compare prices between stores as well.
I do that all the time. Mm. Probably too much, but anyway. what are our rights?
So your normal consumer rights apply in relation to purchase of Mother's Day gifts. So if it's faulty, breaks down, doesn't do what it's supposed to do, or is just not what you ordered, you've got rights and the trader must help rectify this issue. However, if you want to return the gift because mum doesn't like it or you've changed your mind, then you aren't automatically entitled to a refund and you need to rely on the trader's returns and refunds policy.
I was just thinking.
I would always ask.
Mum, what do you want?
Yeah.
Head back to the shop Monday.
Mum wants a surprise. What if she says, I want a surprise? I would say, ask the trader, have a look at their terms and conditions are often listed on their websites, on receipts and things like that. So check that before you purchase if you're not quite sure, so that you can find out if she can go back and return it if she wants to.
Well done. Well, Amanda, we are out of time, but if you would like to get any more information from Consumer Protection, head on to our website, and then you can follow the links there through to Consumer Protection. That's the easiest one to remember, 98five.com. Some good chat about the cars, the flood damage cars, and also if you're buying a house or selling a house, be on the lookout for those scams on the email, and some great reminders about Mother's Day shopping on Monday. Well, I wish you a happy Mother's Day
Thank you very much.
Sunday. I hope it's a good day. Have you got anything on the wish list, Amanda, or not? Or are you just going to go, you know, whatever?
Maybe not a vacuum cleaner. Maybe something for me.
I reckon that's probably a tip for most mums. Don't buy a vacuum cleaner. Good on you, Amanda. Thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Amanda Blackwell, who is the Director of Retail and Services from Consumer Protection. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.